What's up, my friend? It's your boy Dellis coming to you with another episode of the Ground Up Biz podcast, where the goal is to inspire, educate, and help you break the time for money trade in your life so that you can live life on a whole nother level. I hope you're having a brilliant day so far, and in this episode, I want to share with you 7 powerful ways to become recession-proof. So let's get right into it. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you get some value from this episode. So first, I want to define what a recession is, just from a simple Google search. This is from investopedia.com. It says, experts declare a recession when a nation's economy experiences negative growth domestic product, otherwise known as GDP, and this is what all every company and citizen, all the production that happens in the whole year, that is what gross domestic product is, the nation's productivity. So recession is defined when there's a negative GDP, also when there is rising levels of unemployment, falling retail sales, and contracting measures of income and manufacturing for an extended period of time. Recessions are considered an unavoidable part of the business cycle, and I think that's a pretty solid definition for recession so far. So if you are unfamiliar with the cycles that our global economy goes through, national economies have their own cycles, but it's a smaller cycle within the greater global economic cycle. And expansion is one phase, and you have contraction, which is another phase, and contraction would be similar to that term recession that we're referring to here. So it's not a good thing. I know you've probably heard about recession before, and it's probably never been mentioned in a good light, because to most people who are unaware of something like this or unprepared for something like this, it's definitely not a great outcome. But there are some people who anticipate recessions and economic contractions, and they are properly positioned so that they can take advantage of these times. I won't say they're good times, I won't say they're bad times, we'll just say these events that happen. If you position yourself properly, then you could possibly maybe thrive in a period like this. I was gonna say you can prevent taking too much losses during a recession if you are anticipating and getting ready for what may happen. So what is recession proof then? I'd like to call it a community of movement, which refers to assets, companies, industries, or other entities that do not decline in value during a recession. So while the waters are choppy, these particular industries or companies, services, whatever you'd like to label them, they fare the choppy waters. And some of these people, it's really organizations, companies, brands, have a way of thriving during economic contraction periods. So this is really what I want to highlight in this episode. And then also I have like a disclaimer here saying I don't know if right now we are in a recession, and I'm not saying that in the next quarter or 2 quarters, 3 quarters, if it's next year or the year after that, I'm not saying we're going to be entering into a recession either. I know prices are definitely higher right now. Inflation is pretty high. And I've talked to some of the people I respect in the investment world, the financial world, and their predictions are not, it doesn't look great. I'll just say it like that. So I was trying to brainstorm what topics I haven't talked about yet on this podcast, and this was one of the topics that I felt like was very important, not because I'm an expert on this, it's something I'm still working on, but maybe providing that awareness to you, if you haven't really looked into it yet, would kind of get you inspired to just learn more about what other people are saying about this, and to learn if there are things you can do to become more aware, so that if this actually does happen, then you can find some opportunities rather than just taking super L's. Because we don't want to take no more L's, straight up, trying to get better. So let's do this. The 7 powerful ways to become recession-proof. Number 1 is live within your means. Wow, you know, so powerful, so, you know, so new, but you've probably heard this somewhere, and the way prices are going up, some people are kind of being forced to live within their means, and they haven't been necessarily doing that for the last year or two. And actually, I think the pandemic was the first major event, COVID, to kind of force people to start living within their means, because prices are going up, supply and demand issues are making some items, you know, hard to get. So the thing is, you cannot be successful financially or during economic contraction if you have not learned how to live within your means and be completely satisfied and happy with that, right? This is foundation. So yeah, live within your means, don't be too crazy of a spender, and produce significantly more than you consume. All right, that's number 1. Number 2 is increase your ability to earn. And I had to do an analysis. I like to do this analysis every few weeks or month or so, just kind of thinking about or listing all the streams of income I currently have, and also like on a separate list or on the other side of the paper, listing income streams that I want to have or that I'm working on. They're in development. And I feel like the last time I did this analysis, if I look at my journal, I had 7 streams, and now I'm actually at 5. So I've lost 2 income streams, and I'm working right now. I'm producing. This is a reason why I've ramped up the podcast episodes, is because the goal is to seriously make podcasting a stream of income that I can, I'd say, rely on for a period of time. I don't know how long this is going to last, you know, the ad revenue being or the rate for ad revenue, which was $10.50 that I get every 1,000 plays. I don't know if that's going to change in the future. I don't know what's going to happen with Anchor or Spotify. Like, these are all risks that are involved with creating this type of product and uploading it to their platform. So I'm saying I'm getting it while the getting is good. And the goal is to take the income that I earn from this podcast and put it into more long-term financial models for the business, so that if this does happen, right, if this, the recession does happen, that that cash can either be saved to take advantage of certain investments, or it can just be for emergency. So yeah, increase your ability to earn. This is through your job, this is through side hustles, and learning about all the different options you have available to you to earn income, and then learning about how your money can earn more income for you as well. Like, there's a world of knowledge and research to be explored. I can't say I know all the different ways that we can earn money online, but I do know the common revenue models. And I talk about the common revenue models in episode 64 of this podcast. So I'm kind of familiar of the most usual ways that people generate money from businesses. So now that I have that in my head, I think really it's just creating as many of those models as I want to. But the thing is with income streams, like, once you create it, it's like a plant. You have to water it, nurture it, it has to get sunlight, and it takes time for it to grow, and you have to maintain it. Depending on what type of income stream it is, it has probably a level of management that's required. So that's why I like the podcast. It's not much management, just produce and market, and I think it's a good model for you to add to your list of income streams if you haven't already. But what may be of importance during a recession-proof time is to have many streams of income. Some of those may end up drying up or getting eliminated, so that's why it's great to have several. Control of cash flowing assets, so that's going to be, it's already important now whether we're in a recession or not. This is something I've been talking about, like control of your assets. And over time, eventually, having your blog or your website so that all these tents, you're pitching tents on other people's platforms. If these platforms were to go out of business, like, at least you'd have your own website, your own CRM, your own contacts, your own email list to prevent any issues. Because, I mean, there will be companies that go out of business. There will be companies that have massive layoffs and things of that nature. So, you want to prepare yourself by having control over your cash flowing assets, if you can. All right. Check out The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. I recommended that book quite a few times. That book is about exponential wealth creation and also about, like, the criteria to deciding, like, what business is going to make sense. CENTS, control, entry, need, time, skill. Understanding that, I think, is going to be helpful as well, so that you choose your income streams wisely. But here, at the point we are right now, it's some people, and even myself, like, yeah, okay, I am choosing my income streams wisely, but I'm also, like, aggressively adding new income streams. Like, I'm saying people are being, from my understanding right now, as we speak, recession or not, I don't know, you know, but people are being more, they're adding more income streams without less of, they're being less picky. That's what I was going to say, right? Like, it's whatever you can, if it makes sense, it earns money. You know, I'm not stealing or hurting anybody. Like, add it to the list. Like, right now, it's because some people are a bit fearful of this actually happening. And I guess the goal of this episode was not to be doomsday or to make you fearful. It's just saying, hey, we still have time for you to learn what you need to learn. Take some actions and get prepared, because there will be a lot of opportunity, because a lot of people won't see this coming. So yeah, it's not about doomsday here. It's not about getting sad. It's really about getting prepared. And yeah, what to increase your ability to earn, it's going to be related to more production, less consumption on your part. If you can create a system to leverage your time and quite possibly other people's time as well, their money, your money, to provide more value to the world, to be a bigger producer, then that will be extremely helpful for the times we have coming up. Whatever you're doing, I feel like it'd be great for you to learn about sales. So I do have an episode about the stages of the sales cycle. So if you memorize the stages of the sales cycle, I believe that would be helpful. And also understand, and I just really learned this, I'd say, like, the last few months, like, the importance of attention and interest. So attention kind of being related to mental space. Like, every day, the companies that exist in this world are competing for your attention. as a consumer. And you have the decision, right, to decide like what activities and thoughts take up your mental space each day. So we'll call this your attention, your focused attention. And, you know, once you get off of work, maybe some of your less focused attention, right? So everybody's competing for this attention, you know, and if you can understand that and what you're creating or what you're working on, just, I guess, be more interesting and learn and always remember that, you know, when you're posting on social media or marketing your content that, I mean, people aren't going to always find it because they're being distracted by something else. So it would help to get better at copywriting and promoting your content and being valuable to other people. That way you can kind of cut through some of that competition on their attention. And I think the second part of that was interest, right? Interest, like being able to, it's curiosity. That's the word, curiosity. Because human beings, for the most part, when they are curious about something or they really want to know something, there's dopamine. My friend Ante, I'm gonna get him on the podcast here shortly. He definitely explained this better, but there's a brain like dopamine reaction, like when you're curious about something that you just have to know, you have to know the answer, you have to know the next step, and until you know that next step, it's gonna be itching you. Right, you're gonna be on the edge of your seat. So being able to create that effect or that emotion in your business, in your products, extremely helpful. I'm still learning how to do it, but it's in my mind. I've got the awareness. So that's the first, you know, step to making it reality is, I guess, being aware of it first. Yeah, I wanted to drop that in. Number three on the list of powerful ways to become recession-proof is improve your credit score / pay down expensive debt. I'm just thinking out loud, but what would be really helpful is to make the connection with somebody who's really solid with credit, like an expert in credit or someone who's just obviously much better than I am, and have them on the podcast to speak about the tips you can do and the method. So yeah, I think that would be really helpful because I don't have any great tips about improving your credit score other than pay your bills on time, like pay especially your credit bills, pay those on time. My credit score is not great at the moment, I won't lie to you, I'm not perfect, but I have about, I'd say, 6 to 8 more months remaining on my car before I pay my car off. So that's going to be one of the most awesome things I've ever done, because this would be the first car that I bought and, you know, paid off myself. So I'm excited about that. That should improve my credit score, and that would also take care of that item, which I said, to pay down expensive debt. Because in a period of economic contraction where there are layoffs, prices are going up even more, you're gonna need cash to take care of your expenses, liabilities, and any type of other expenses, like, and to help people, you're gonna need cash. So you just want to take care of debt, like, be responsible, right? So let's say if a recession does happen next year or like the beginning quarter of the year after that, then like you have time to like start earning more income and to pay off debt and to get in a more stable cash situation where you have cash in the bank and less debt. And that's gonna put you in prime position to make some great investments if prices do tank, because people are trying to sell. They're trying to get cash to take care of their daily expenses, their monthly expenses. They need cash, so they're selling assets. Prices are going down at this point. If you've been diligent, then you've got a little nest egg, you know, a little sum, and you can make a lump sum purchase, or you can, probably the better idea is to dollar cost average. That way you don't end up buying something where you think it's the bottom, and then 2 weeks later, it's at a much lower price, and
you're at an unrealized loss at that point. So improve your credit score, learn how to get better with credit. That's going to be important, but I'm not saying extend your credit. Maybe if you can extend your credit without putting yourself into like a bad credit situation where you owe a lot of money, it could be helpful to have access to credit in a period where we're in a recession, because in the event that you, I don't know, actually, I don't think that's a good idea at all, because you would use credit and then the interest rate's going to be higher. So it's going to cost more to borrow money, like significantly more to borrow money at that point. I think you really just want to have cash and income generating assets. But remember, do your due diligence and learn what you think is best. Create your own plan. I'm just trying to give you some ideas based on what I'm thinking. Number four on our list is grow a personal brand. And I looked online. This one's not on most of the list. So I think that it is indeed a helpful and a unique tip. But what's going to happen, from my understanding, is that consumers are going to be spending less money during this period of time. They're going to be focused on buying things that are more essential to living and disregarding things that are more for pleasure and that don't serve a utility-based purpose, like a real need-based purpose, right? So I still think creating a personal brand is going to be of value to you in a recession and once we get back, right? Because the economy is a cycle. So after this period of quote unquote bad times, then we're going to, you know, edge our way back to prosperity. It may take some time. It may take years after that point, but creating a personal brand now and growing it now is so valuable as income security. It may not be income security in these next few months, but eventually you will be able to create some type of offering based on what you do every day, what you learn, what you've been getting into. A personal brand, I think it's somewhat similar to an influencer brand, so this is something you would have to research as well. But my most recent understanding is it's a brand based on you, right? So this Ground Up Biz, the podcast, and the blog are based on like my business journey and what I've learned, but it's not really all based on me. Actually, it's not really based on me at all. It's kind of this character, Dellis as an entrepreneur, and that's the side I share with you. And every now and again, you know, life will affect me and I'll learn something or have a moment to where I share something personal. So you would only get that if you've been a repeat listener. You would only get those interesting stories that I've run across. But more of a personal brand would be maybe just a Twitter or Instagram account called Dellis Simon. Because that's my name, and then having DellisSimon.com, and that just being a creation about what I'm doing, who I'm hanging out with, what we're working on. And actually, now that I think about it, it's a brilliant idea. I've got a lot of irons in the fire right now, so this wouldn't be a project of interest at this current moment, but having my own personal brand, I could definitely do it. And this would be people who just enjoy talking to me and hanging out with me and networking with me and seeing that I'm doing stuff. And I guess they want to be a part of that energy, or they want to connect or collaborate for some reason. So having a personal brand and growing that, right? Having followers who engage with me on that level, and then creating an email list and a blog, maybe even a YouTube channel. And just that's a real just documenting my life type of setup. But having something like that in your arsenal of assets, I believe will help you become more recession-proof. Number five, position yourself. Position yourself. I actually learned this from a mentor of mine. She gave me this nugget here. And this podcast episode is in a big regard based on the conversation I had with my mentor a few days ago at a coffee shop. So she said, like, I don't know how we even started talking about recessions, but it was a real big part of our conversation. And I was feeling really down and kind of sad. And I feel a little bit better right now, but I was feeling down because if all this is going to happen, right, if it really does happen the way some people are kind of anticipating, you know, the recession needs to happen to kind of equalize purchasing power and all the excess prosperity we've experienced in the last few years, if you would even call it that, and all the credit, the extended credit we've had in the last few years, people buying stuff on credit and they don't have the money to pay it back, you know, they're getting the gratification today, but they haven't put in the work essentially to have that item, right? And once the economy, the global economy, equalizes all that, there are going to be a lot of people who have, who are going to have not. And if you position yourself properly, there's a chance that this type of leverage, not even leverage, but this type of equalization could provide opportunities for you if, number one, you know how to spot them. Like, and that comes from education first. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki is a great book to start off with about how wealthy people basically have new glasses. It's the same person. It's kind of just an analogy, but they can see opportunities where most people can't even see that, oh, there's income right there. Like, oh, there's a burning problem right there that people would be paying, that people would pay to solve. Like, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the first book that kind of opened my eyes to the subtle ways that wealthy people think about income, assets, and cash flow. There we go. Cash flow. That's a word. Cash flow. So position yourself properly. This comes from awareness, learning. I don't want you to get on the doomsday. Like, this is really not the goal of this episode, is to aware you and to inspire you to maybe watch a couple YouTube videos, create a light plan, and to take a look at, you know, what you're doing right now, your moves. Are you maximizing the amount of income streams you have in your life? Have you created a list of all the possible ways that you, based on your skills and talent, could earn income in this world? And are you kind of working to expand and grow that list? That's what I want you to focus on. But at the same time, kind of do your research about our economy and what other people are saying about it, and just kind of aware yourself on where we could go, right? Because there are a lot of people who just think this could never happen, a recession, right? There are a lot of people who have no clue. Really, there are a lot of people who see the prices going up and understand that jobs aren't paying a lot more than they were paying a few years ago, but prices are hella up, right? And like, some of these people are just like, nah, dude, prices are gonna go down again and everything's gonna be fine and we're gonna go back to being prosperous, and heck, we may do that. That would be wonderful, right? If you prepare to be recession proof and things just keep being prosperous, I mean, you'll have more cash, more income, more knowledge, and you understand the economy can't do this forever. I mean, you can't, because I gave the definition beforehand, and there's a cycle, right? So I don't know, you gotta empower yourself and not be oblivious. So position yourself properly, understand what you can do in these next few months, this year, however long we remain in this. See, the thing is, actually, the experts are saying we're in contraction already. I was going to say as long as we remain in this expansion. Some people are thinking we are in expansion right now. I personally think we're in contraction, but that's not a big deal. That's not the goal of this. Remember, I had that disclaimer at first saying I don't know what's going to happen, but this is, you want to know a little bit about being recession proof. Maybe get you a t-shirt. This is recession proof. Get you a bumper sticker or something. I don't know. You might want to know a little bit about this. So let's go to number 6. Save cash. Cash is king for emergency and buying at the lowest points. In this type of economic environment, having cash is going to be important. I did a little research, so this is something you might want to verify as well. Like, should you have precious metals, like coins? Like, are we going to go back truly to a bartering system where the US dollar doesn't mean anything? Actually, I don't think we're going to go that far off, because the US dollar is how we pay taxes. And the government and every big boy and big girl, but really it's really big boys, you understand, the people that be the system, they want to make sure that the dollar stays as the reserve currency, because that's the main currency we use to pay taxes. And they have the most control over the dollar, so the dollar is going to be the last thing that goes, from my research and understanding at this point in my life. What you want to do is pay down debt, get rid of debt, increase cash flowing assets. So identify as many ways, like create a list, brainstorm as many ways as you can earn income with your skills, your cunning, the systems you can build. Think about that. And then start your journey to creating those streams of income. And remember what I said, like some of them, I think all of them really are gonna need nurturing. It's gonna take time, maybe some creativity, possibly some more money to increase the volume of that stream, but stay focused, right? And when you're getting that cash, if you understand where we are in economics and kind of what's going on, I'm not saying you need to be a nerd on it, right? But just kind of have a general idea of where we are, what's going on in the world, how are prices doing, and what are some of the big people saying, you know, about our economy? Like, what are they thinking? Not any need for you to form an opinion or take any crazy, insane, like, decisions based on what somebody says, but just so you have the thought in your mind. And the reason why I said that is because it may be a good idea to either reinvest that cash into further growing those income streams, or depending where we are in the economy, it may be a good idea to just take that cash and to save it. So that's what I was trying to get at here. You'll have to make that decision. Usually it's a great idea to continue reinvesting to make an income stream stronger. But I mean, if prices don't stop getting higher and you need to feed your family, or, you know, pay a bill, or you'll lose the car or the house, then you'll have to make a decision to not reinvest in your stream and to take care of your financial liability. So that brings us to the last, and I think one of the most important points. My mentor emphasized this as being probably the most important point, so there's a lot of weight to this one. And the cool part is we've talked about it before. We've mentioned it several times. If you're a repeat listener, shout out to you. Actually, if this is your first time listening and you're still listening to this episode, shout out to you. I really appreciate your time. And if you're a repeat listener, I appreciate your time as well. I hope you've gotten some value from this. But the seventh way to position yourself, or the seventh way, it's a powerful way to become recession proof, is dig your well, which is, in parentheses, it would be relationships. Relationships are going to be more vital than they've ever been before. You see, at this point, it's not about who you know, right? The Facebook friends, the Twitter followers, Instagram followers, actually, that won't mean anything. It'll mean just a little bit. But who you know at this point won't really matter. What will matter is how strong of a connection you have with the people, I guess, who are in your top circle or top of influence, right? That's really going to matter. Like, what they think about you, like your character and who you are and what you're capable of, that's going to matter. How much value and service and time, energy, all those things that you've invested to them as a person, what have you given to them? That's going to matter. And your value, like, how do I say? Because in economics, it's really about, like, you have something valuable, I have something valuable, we make an exchange, a mutual exchange, you win, I win. Like, that's the nature of transactions in economics. So you're going to have something valuable or useful to other people in order to be prosperous, or at least to fare safely without taking too many L's in an economic contraction period. Dig Your Well by Harvey McKay. It's Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. It's a book about how to strategically build your network, your professional network, and also your personal network, so that you have relationships you can actually rely on. But I'll give you a spoiler alert. The only way to create a relationship to rely on is to be somebody who is reliable first. I mean, it's very simple. If you want a friend, you have to be an amazing friend first, and then you'll probably get a good friend. You know, maybe you'll get an amazing friend back, or you'll get a good one or a decent one, but you've got to be amazing first. Like, this is a very simple formula. It works every time. And when I say it works every time in that when you find a good friend, like, you'll always find a good friend from doing this. They may not be the first person or the first three or four people you meet. You might just be an amazing person and they don't reciprocate, and that's life. Because remember, we're not always looking for reciprocation here. We're giving, we're of service. But the more you do that, eventually you will find some good people. I'm just verifying that is very much possible. So remember, right, we talked about cash flowing assets, and I didn't talk much about mindset, but mindset's going to be extremely critical because everything flows from your mindset. So if you're not working on that now, please get on it. And if a recession does come through, it would have to be tougher as far as your mindset. Your discipline is going to have to be on point. You might have to be the light for your circle. You might have to be the ray of positivity and motivation and setting a great example so that other people who do experience misfortune during this period can look to you for resources and for inspiration. So that's another reason why we're doing this. Let's get ahead of this thing so that we can be actually more useful and valuable to the people who rely on us, who get inspiration from us. So Dig Your Well, excellent book, one of my favorite networking relationship books by far. I think one of the main premises of the book is, like, all right, it's 2 a.m. or let's say it's 3 a.m. You know, you wake up, you got to get to the airport and your car doesn't work. Or, I mean, we have Uber for that, so... this is not how he set it up in the book, but basically it's like, it's 3 a.m. You have a favor, like, you need a crazy favor. It's late at night and, like, who could you call at 3 a.m. and whatever you say on that phone, they're like, all right, I'll do it. I'm on my way. I'm just going to, you know, put some clothes on, brush my teeth. I'm on my way. Or okay, I'll send the $20,000. I'm gonna log into my bank. I'll wire that to you right now. Or I'll wire it to you first thing in the morning, something like that, right? The idea of the book is really brilliant. It's relationships are not who you know, and they're not who you went to school with, who you grew up with, and they're not your family members either, like that. Relationships are a strategic time and energy investment into a connection that has a benefit for both parties. And the more solid relationships you develop now and invest your time into, your value, your patience, really make sure you build quality connections now, because you will need those in a period where resources are more scarce, things are more expensive. We might have to go more to like a group economics model. So you and I and some friends partner together to take advantage of an opportunity because prices are so expensive or cash is short supply. So I really hope you got something from this. This, once again, was not created to make you upset or sad or... And I guess I didn't even reveal any of, like, the details that I'd heard related to, like, predictions on what a real recession would look like in the world and in the U.S. But I have to be honest and say, like, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. It has a lot of people losing jobs, losing houses, losing cars, you know, businesses going out of business, homelessness, hunger, fear. And in the background, this is something me and my aunt talk about, like, in the background, what you have is you have people getting rich, right, off of other people's misfortunes. And the thing is, some of those people who would be experiencing misfortune in this particular case had the power and the ability and the time to just aware themselves and position themselves properly so the L's wouldn't be as significant. Or maybe they could avoid the L's and just draw for a bit, right? So you're not winning because the economy's crashing, essentially, but you're not losing either because you're keeping your house and, you know, you're feeding your family still, and you're able to fare during the difficult times. Or you could be on the side or the group of people that would be winning during this. And if I had to pick, I'd really like to be on the winning side, because there, like I said, there's still time to educate yourself and make a plan for how you want to attack this thing if it does unravel in this manner. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really appreciate you for sticking through the whole thing. If you enjoyed this episode, please like or favorite it on whatever platform you're listening to. Really appreciate it. It helps with the algorithm and getting new listeners to check out the pod. If you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter at @DS_groundupbiz. If you follow me and I don't follow back immediately, just send me a message. Say, hey, I checked out the pod. Follow me, bro, and I will follow you. I got you. If you want to chat through email, you can send me an email. My email address is Dellis@groundupbiz. That's DELLES@groundupbiz.com. I'm really excited for the opportunity to connect with you on this level. I hope you get something from this, and I hope you're able to apply what ideas you've got from this episode to make a positive difference in your life. I look forward to chatting with you in the next one. Have a great day. Peace.